My name is Wesley Bear. I am the communications officer at Acorn Bristol. Acorn and some of the residents of Barton House attended full council meeting yesterday after submitting 11 questions, I think, which were included on the agenda. So Acorn Bristol, or Acorn, is a community union. So we help members who find themselves in difficult situations with landlords. We help with people who are on benefits and stuff. Like, we recently had a council tax reduction campaign. So we are representing residents of Barton House who have been evacuated from the building on the 14th of November. So a little over a month now.
Well, this is extraordinary, isn't it? Because I'm sure you're used to dealing with private landlords. This time it's a council building, council landlord.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we've dealt with the council before. We stopped a scheme to get rid of a council tax reduction back in 2017. But yeah, you're right. More predominantly, we usually deal with private landlords. So having the council act like this is pretty new to us and not something we expected, really.
The council meeting yesterday, the full council of Bristol, was a bit extraordinary in that, due to the evacuation of Barton House, which is a bizarre thing in itself because you've had about 400 people being evicted without actually being taken to court, no chance for them to question this whole process. But the meeting back in November, the council meeting was cancelled, so they were trying to cram 2 months of council meetings into one afternoon.
That's right. And, you know, in normal circumstances, I would absolutely accept that. But, you know, I sat there myself in that public gallery and also knowing that all questions are vetted before added to the agenda, and had to listen to Marvin Rees answer 4 questions at length, explaining that he couldn't answer the question. So we, Acorn, and the residents of Barton House are of the opinion that the council meeting yesterday was purposefully delayed in order to not get to our questions.
So can you just, in a nutshell, sum up what was in your questions?
Yeah, there were various questions. So, I mean, lots of them were similar, I must admit, coming from the residents, but they were along the lines of, will we be home at Christmas? What happens if the building isn't safe? There were a few questions asking why the Bristol City Council won't speak with Acorn as elected representatives from Barton House. There were questions about what are the council doing to implement measures to safeguard people in terms of mental health, because lots of people are not coping with this situation. So there were lots and lots and lots of really pressing questions. I mean, we had a message from a lady who had to leave to pick up her child on the school run yesterday. You know, her other children are very ill, and she wanted to know what kind of help she was going to get. So people are understandably really, really, really upset, and, you know, they feel like they're being treated like animals in a zoo.
So Acorn has decided to actually cause a bit of disruption because your questions were being ignored and not answered. Can you just take us through what happened then?
Yeah, so when we were told that there was no time for any questions, the residents began shouting out their questions and asking for answers. It was at that point that majority of the council left the room, except the Greens. Most of the Greens stayed in protest with the residents of Barton House, agreeing that their questions should be answered. Then some members found Marvin Rees in the lobby. They started to ask him questions there. He was actually quite engaging with them in terms of acknowledging that they were there at that point. I remember seeing him giving one of the Acorn members, who's not even a resident of Barton House, a hug, you know. And then he made some snidey comments, which I'm not going to speak about because I don't want to be the one to bring that to light. But that caused some of the residents to become quite distressed with Marvin. And then I'm not quite sure how they kind of managed to escalate the situation into what it became, because essentially it was just members of Barton House trying to ask questions about their lives. You know, it's an emotive situation, and I think it needs to be accepted that these people are upset, and naturally upset human beings we at.
Look, we're heading towards Christmas now. These people have been left in the dark about whether they're even going to be allowed home at Christmas, or they're going to be put up in a hotel somewhere and having to travel outside to get meals provided for them, and still, amazingly, having to pay rent for the homes that they're no longer allowed to occupy.
I find it atrocious. It literally gives me goose pimples, especially kind of being on the ground and knowing firsthand what the food is actually like and the environment they're in, you know, and like you say, not being able to go home but you know, not having any correspondence about it whatsoever, just given a phone number to call which nobody ever answers. Like, I don't understand how in 2023 this is happening to human beings. I genuinely don't understand how. You know, the food is substandard at best, and what food does come out isn't suitable for the children, you know, and these guys are paying rent and council tax for a property that is either unsafe or they've been kicked out, no fault evictions, with zero notice. It's atrocious. I don't know how the council can sit back and not speak to these residents after what they've put them through in these last 28 days.
Okay, so where do you think this is heading finally, Wesley?
I couldn't tell you. I genuinely couldn't tell you. Having no conversations with the council and then refusing to sit down with block representatives in Acorn, we have no idea where this is going. I mean, the only thing we do know is that Christmas is going to come and go, and these people are going to still be scared, worried about where they're going to be in the new year. You know, and that's the only thing we can guarantee on.
Okay, Wesley Baer, thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.